Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Advanced Analytics Podcast. In this episode, we're going to recommend a team to support if you're looking for an NBA team. This has been recommended by people to us on social media, and we're going to do it. My name is Guy Williams. I'm joined by my brother, Paul Williams.
My name is Paul Williams.
And we're joined by my friend, JT.
I thought you never did that, or do you never do the goodbye, Paul?
I don't do the goodbye at the right end, but...
Okay, I'm JT. I'm a perennial introducer and a goodbyer.
We're gonna do a competent podcast. It's time for Advanced Analytics. So this is a podcast we did last year where we recommend to people a team to support. And this year, JT has a bizarre concept. JT,
did we do it last year?
Oh, we did 2 years ago. Okay,
I was listening to 2018, just before, and I will say that if you remember that one, I went way too hard out with my system of like scoring every aspect of the team, and then I spoke about it for like half an hour on the podcast. And this year, I've gone the full other end where I've done no prep. And I'm just going to go with vibes.
Great.
So are you guys telling me that this is... I thought we were just doing full pivot of the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Just to like crazy things. You're saying this is just a once-off.
Oh, I don't know. I was just trying to hype it up by making it sound special. That's why I said special edition. JT, two minutes ago, you told me this bizarre bidding system we're going to do. Can you explain it to the listeners and to me again? Because I still don't really understand, but I'm keen.
Okay, so hey, what's that? By the way, what's that called on? Is it ASMR? Is that we? It's like the sound of what? What does that stand for? Does anyone know?
Audio.
The S is sensory. Audio sensory.
Masticating. Is that in there? Oh, I've got it. Autonomous sensory meridian response. No, that can't be right.
I think that's it.
Okay. Anyway, so I just want to say that I apologize for all the ASMR because I'm drinking a delicious drink, and it might be audible.
What are you drinking on this podcast?
I'm drinking a flavor-infused gin with tonic water and ice.
Lovely.
For all the ASMR fans out here, here's me opening a bottle and taking a sip.
And that's good. That's good stuff.
That was lovely. JT's also wearing a Chris Paul Phoenix Suns Valley jersey. That's lovely.
Sorry, I just had to get in on that action. Right, so, okay, so I thought, look, you guys gave me a brief. You said, you said, JT, we need to improve our yearly what team should you support podcast. Come in here, sort it out. But also come to like the previous 50 podcasts just to get your feet under the table, then really just improve this one yearly podcast for us. So that's what I've been doing. And
it's
come
amazing you remembered every word of what we told you because it was quite a lengthy sentence.
No, I take pitch meetings very, very seriously. This is my only paid gig at the moment. So, yeah.
So things are going pretty bad.
Yeah. So, all right. So here's the outcomes we want. We want to provide our listeners, of which there are obviously many, many listeners, all wanting to know what team should I support for the next 100 years?
100 Correct? Years.
100
until
years.
Until you die. This is a team to support until you die.
Average lifespan of the human, 100 years. Right, and so that's one outcome. But I also want us to have to support this collection of teams and have all our personal self-worth tied up to the success of three teams in each conference. Are we doing conference each?
No, you keep on adding in weird new rules. We're just trying to pick some teams, mate.
Okay, no conferences. Three teams each for our self-worth to be tied to, right? So we're going to have a squad of three teams, and the listeners are going to get a team to support for the next 100 years. So the way this will work, we have 50 AA bucks, and that's an absolutely not problematic way to talk about 50 AA bucks, okay? So everyone gets 50 AA bucks. Now, the way it'll work.
Advanced analytics.
Yep.
Why would AA bucks be problematic? You mean like Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yeah, I guess so. Do they have bucks?
Why would that be problematic? Because Alcoholics Anonymous isn't a scientific approach to solving alcohol addiction.
I got confused. They have coins, don't they? They have
They do. There's AA coins for sure.
Yeah. I just don't want to be belittling any of the whatever the AA currency is.
I do. No, that's fine. Continue.
All right. So everyone gets 50.
I think it's not a currency they spend. It's like a
what do you mean?
It's like a well done medal, I think. Like
When you get the medal, you can take that coin and you can spend it in the AA shop. And you can buy such amazing
the AA
treats.
Bar.
Yeah.
It's unrelated, guys, but you know how there's a lot of people talking about potential inflation in the market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But put all your money AA coins. You gotta tie it to a fixed commodity.
I just had a genius idea. Alcoholics Anonymous should sell merch, because I was just thinking, like, what is in the Alcoholics Anonymous shop? And I was like, the first thing I thought of was a bottle opener, which of course is the opposite of what an Alcoholics Anonymous shop should sell. But if they sold merch in the same way that like NASA and other like famous institutions have made money selling merch, Alcoholics Anonymous would kill it.
You're forgetting one of the key words in Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's the second word, which is that it's very much anonymous.
No, but people would buy it for like a comedy. People would love wearing those shirts so hard. And I'm saying is there's a lot of money in that. And what I'm saying is I should just start making those shirts right now and just cashing in.
There's definitely a taught it sort of guy who'd wear a t-shirt that said, I joined Alcoholics Anonymous, but only did it for the coins.
And that's JT. Okay, so JT, we've got 50 AA bucks each.
50 AA bucks, right. So every round, one of us will get to nominate a team and put that team on the block, right? And that's a team that you think is worthy of support.
This is going to be a shit show. Who's the auctioneer here?
I'll be the auctioneer. I'm a qualified auctioneer.
But you're also bidding as well.
That's fine. That's all good auctioneers do. wear many hats. Yeah, right, great. And then the highest bid...
I don't think that's common, but anyway.
They do.
They have their top hat on, which is their like auctioneer's hat. But then if they want to take a bid, they flick that off and they've got like a little cap on underneath.
Did you not know that auction is Latin for many hats? And then the highest bids will go towards being our number one advanced analytics team.
Wow. And so do we have to pitch the team that we flop out there, or just flop out a team and this is less talk and
when
it's
you,
more?
When you put it out there.
Still.
I just use the term flop out, and I just realize how gross that term is. I say it all the time. And do you ever think about that? Do you ever have a term that you use a lot and you're just like, that's so rank? Like my dad, when we used to lose like a cricket game when we were like 12 years old, we used to get hammered at cricket, and my dad used to say we got dicked. And I'm like, that is not... That's so bad.
I never pictured that meaning like how I think you're...
Yeah, I don't think that's penis. I think that's trick.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, I think...
I always pictured it being like old-timey chat from like back in the day when he was a kid. And it was like from then. When people... There was no rudeness then.
No rude. Hey, speaking of tricky dick, do you guys know about the conspiracy theory about Richard Nixon and the Bushes?
I thought you were bringing up Watergate. I was like,
It is Watergate. but that Richard Nixon didn't do Watergate. Watergate was like a setup, like super obvious to bring Nixon down.
Oh, right.
I see. Crazy. Anyway, unrelated. Right. So then the one other rule we all need to understand is that when you put a team on the block, you have 30 seconds to pitch that team. Right. Anytime during that 30 seconds, each of us can use our one AA veto.
Wow.
Right? You can veto any time, but you have to veto it during the 30 seconds pitch session. And to do so, you have to say veto. You have to yell out veto. And you only get one.
That's horrific.
It's really a great thing.
Oh, are we allowed to nominate? Like, are we gonna? JT, you don't have a team you support, really, do you?
Nah.
Because I was like, me and Paul, are we allowed to nominate the teams we support?
Yeah, but if you lose, but if you don't win that team, you can't support them anymore.
Wow.
That's why the auction. You've got to go totally new team. So Paul is putting all inner magic on the line here.
No, I was not going to nominate them because I don't want. Yeah.
I think like we make a rule that
full. I don't want people supporting the magic.
Yeah, I think we make a rule that we can't nominate the Raptors or Magic because they're our teams, and it makes it weird.
I don't mind.
Well, if I nominate the Magic, Paul's just going to bid 50 on it. It's going to be ridiculous. Ruins the game.
It's not, well, okay, what do you
My
think?
My thing is that it. I don't think the team, you have to support the team, because I'm always going to support the Magic, regardless of what this
We're trying to recommend a team.
Yeah, we're trying to recommend a team. So my brain is slightly confused, but
I mean, would you recommend the Magic for the next 100 years? Let's put it that way.
I would, but no, my fear is always... Not. I just still remember the 2009 finals when suddenly at school there were all these Magic fans trying to talk to me about the Magic. And I was like, you have not been supporting the Magic up until this finals.
That's the great thing about the Magic, is that they're so unsuccessful that they can have no fans to clutter your vision of the Magic. It's great. It's so good.
That's not fair.
That is fair. They're so bad.
But no.
So I think it's acceptable if you guys want to choose not to nominate your teams, but I think the Raptors are a good nomination.
So do I. Okay, well, you're putting me in an awkward position. Let's just start the game.
I'll go first because I'm prepared, right? Okay, so with the first auction block selection...
Oh, can I just ask? Because I reckon I know who you're going to nominate and I reckon I'm going to veto straight away. What's the point of vetoing?
I just love vetoes.
Yeah, because I'm just going to hear the team you say, which sucks, and I'm just going to smash you.
But you can't veto in the first 20 seconds. You have to give me 20 seconds to convince you.
Okay.
Don't worry. I was going to do a side bet with Guy where JT takes his headphones off and we put money
on. Okay, I'll take my headphones off. You guys do the side bet.
Okay.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, Pelicans. Oh, you beat me to it. Yeah.
It's all he talks about is the New Orleans Pelicans.
It's actually his team. He's talking shit. Okay, here we go.
Okay, don't tell me to go. Don't tell me till after. Okay, with the first selection of the advanced analytics, who you should support for 100 years, auction draft, JT selects to the block, the New Orleans Pelicans.
Hey!
Did either of you get it?
Yeah, we both did.
Okay, so hear me out. Hear me out. Okay, it's nothing to do with Stan Van Gundy. The New Orleans team, it is not going to stay in New Orleans, right? That team is going to get moved. And they're going to go back to the Supersonics. They are the prime team to go back to the Sonics. The Thunder won't move back. They're going to the Sonics. And all you got to do is get through the next 5 years, which is sweet with Zion. I've got 5 seconds left and Brandon Ingram. And then they are going back to Seattle, baby. Woo! Bow, 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 bow. So I'm gonna open the bidding at $5.
Wait, JT, can we discuss that a little bit? JT, that was so good. I cannot believe how you constantly managed to surprise me. So the reason you should support the Pelicans is because they're gonna completely change the franchise, change the city, change the name. You know, no, that is insane.
But it's so true that we all know the Supersonics are gonna get a team. And no, I reckon it's going to be the Pelicans.
Everyone says the most likely option is expansion, and the second most likely option is the Sacramento Kings move there.
What's Pelicans, what's their kind of like ticket? Oh, I was about to say ticket sales this year, but...
It's bad. The only thing that saves them is that they're owned by the New Orleans Saints family.
Yeah.
The guy died two seasons ago, last season.
Yeah, it's awkward. Right. The only reason he owns them is because he wanted to keep them in New Orleans. Like he's a football fan.
The Pelicans are the team that I definitely forget exists the most.
Right, but here's another compelling piece of evidence, right? If they stay at New Orleans, that is so awesome for you as a fan, because from personal experience, New Orleans is a cool city and it's so cheap to go to that game because no one goes. So if they stay, great. If they go to Seattle, awesome. And if the next 5 years, you're fine anyway because they've got Zion.
JT, have you been to New Orleans?
I've been to New Orleans. That's what we went courtside to the Pelicans.
Amazing! That's how cheap it is. Like, the reason the tickets are cheap is just because the area is broke, unfortunately. Right? Like, it's one of the poorest cities I've ever visited.
Yeah, it's not great. And so the day we went, the day before the Saints had lost in a playoff game. So wow. it was less full than a your average Breakers game.
Wow, that's amazing. So can I just ask you this? What happened to the Zion hype? Because
he's better than expected. He just can't play any defense, unfortunately.
No, but when Zion, Paul, maybe you can get this vibe off me. I feel like last year when Zion was drafted and he played a few games, it was unbelievable. He was like more famous than LeBron. People talked about him constantly. And now he's a successful player, he's still talked about, but he's gone back to being more average sort of all-star as opposed to what he was.
I honestly assumed he probably wasn't playing.
He's good, and he's better, way better than, like, his improvement's been huge.
Yeah, right.
He's playing basically like
26 points a game, 7 and like a rebounds, 3 assists.
But if you looked at the last month, he'd be like 5 or 6 assists.
Yeah, right.
So here's my theory. I'm going to answer my own question. With Zion, what happened was that he came into the league because they thought he was going to be the new LeBron, an exciting, explosive dunker player. And then what they got was an obese, short, kind of like weird, bringing back post-game, like quite an ugly style of play. And so he's been very effective this year and he's like having a great season, but he's had almost no dunks of note and he just looks, the product isn't great out there. And so the NBA have lost faith in him. They've bailed on him.
You're like 50% right, I would say.
Thank you.
50% right. No, he doesn't. There's no post-game what to speak of. All he is he's like the unexpected analytics darling. He doesn't do anything other than just careen. You know that Mount Albert pickup league, you know, or any pickup league. There's certain guys that just careen into a bunch of players, right?
Yeah.
And just go with such force, they're going to get a layup against old men.
Yeah.
But Zion's doing that to people his own age and of athletic ability. And he's not even, he just jumps at the hoop and gets fouled so often. There's no post game. There's nothing. He's just picking up.
Why can he do highlight dunks? I can't understand what's happening. Because in high school, in university, he's one of the best dunkers out, and now he can't do it. It's embarrassing.
Two things at play. I'm a real Pelicans head. Stan Van Gundy has completely changed the way they play. So they play real slow. There's no fast break. And that's what they did last year. That's why there were way more highlights. But now Zion is actually playing incredible. Like, he's playing as a pick-and-roll ball handler, and he's getting loads of assists. And if they're in trouble, he just jumps into three guys in the paint and gets a foul. It's the craziest thing. It's horrible to watch.
In the last month, he's shooting 9 free throws a game, which is quite a lot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we should cap each team conversation to 3 minutes. We've got one more minute to discuss the Pelicans.
Well, can I just debunk this? And what I'm going to say is, your theory is insane. You've got no evidence they're going to move to Seattle. And that's the stupidest possible reason to support a team in the hope that they leave where they are and completely rebrand. That's ridiculous. They got the ugliest uniforms in the league. They got the ugliest players. Like, they're probably an uglier, like, physically looking team than the Bucks, which is saying a lot. It's an awful team to support, and I can't stand behind it. Also, they're called the Pelicans, which is the stupidest name.
Worst name.
I was not really they weren't on my short list of teams to support, but consider me convinced. They do
have. They're going to move.
I think, that they're worth some bidding. Okay. They've got some lovable players. I love Brandon Ingram. Ever since he did, he showed the when he was drafted and he was showing the drawings he did of NBA stars.
Yeah, that was cute.
That was so lovable.
Yeah.
Are we starting with bidding?
Yeah, let's start.
I've got to put my auctioneer's hat on.
Oh, wow.
He's got a hat, which is NBA All-Star.
Okay. For the first...
of his headphones, so it's sitting precariously on top of his head. Yep.
Can I get an opening bid from JT? Okay, JT bids $2. Can I get $3?
You bid $5 before.
No, but I took it back. We started again.
Okay, can I get $3 from me?
Okay, I got $3 on Paul. Can I get $4? Can I get $4? Okay, I got $5 for JT. Can I get
six?
Whoa! Did not. This is getting pretty rich for my blood. Can I get $7? Is there a $7 out there? Can I get a $6.50? Okay, $6.
Wait, am I winning?
$6 going once. Going twice. $7 to JT. Can I get $8?
Paul is so relieved.
Well, I'd say this is slightly tampering because the auctioneer has filled me with a lot of fear to place any more bets that I'm going to get
stuck. Can I also say this is tampering that JT claimed he didn't have a team he supports and then immediately flopped out the team that he supports, which is clearly the Pelicans.
Okay, are we closing the bid on $7 to JT and the Pelicans? Paul, you got any interest?
Actually, yeah, I want. I'll put $8.
Wow. Okay, Guy, you got any interest getting in on this action?
I don't want this team to win, so I'm trying to keep the price down. No.
Okay. Going once for Paul on $8. Going twice. Going three times, Paul, Pelicans, $8. Okay.
What?
You got 42.
What the hell? You wanted them so bad.
Nah, not that bad. Not $8.
We have $50, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess so. And I guess you're only getting three teams.
Yeah.
Unless you
How much money?
This is pretty funny. What a disaster start. Paul buys the Pelicans for $8.
Can we?
JT is devastated.
Can we trade? Okay, I made a huge mistake. Okay.
Yeah, you can trade. I reckon you can trade, maybe. Oh,
yeah,
maybe
there's
not.
Trades. No, there's draft day trades.
Yeah, draft day trades.
You can trade,
for sure.
Okay. Paul, you're up to put another team up there.
Okay. I'm going to open with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Boo.
Hard boo. You got 30 seconds to convince us.
Oh, right, okay.
Hey, don't do the Supersonics thingy, because I've already done that.
They've been... I think a well-run team. They've stockpiled draft picks. They've been pretty good consistently. Yeah. What more do you want? They produce good players. Stars. They make stars. Look at the stars they've cranked out. It's nonstop.
Is it
Kevin
end?
Durant, Russell Westbrook,
that's James
Harden, Chris Paul.
We're into discussion time. Paul, I despise the Thunder.
Do you know what's hilarious? Is that Paul has hated Russell Westbrook consistently for the last 3 years, and as soon as he leaves, Paul's all in on his team. That's amazing.
They're a lovable team.
They've got the worst city, worst fans, worst color scheme, worst branding. They used to have Stephen Adams, which is the only reason anyone liked them. About 300 people in New Zealand love them. Now they don't even have him. So they have the only thing they have.
I'll tell
is
you who does have
draft
them,
picks.
The Pelicans, who I just stole for $8.
Kiwi pride, baby. The only thing the Thunder do have is I think you're right in terms of a team to become the fan of. You're going to get a good next 5-10 years out of all these draft picks they have, but you're still, yeah, it's quite a weird team to support, I reckon.
Paul, if you can tell me the name of the coach of the Thunder, I'll support this.
I do not know that answer.
According to Basketball Reference, and I'm not sure I even believe this, it's someone called Mark Diagonal.
Diagonal?
This isn't a Harry Potter situation. Diagonal. Okay.
Paul, do you really believe in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Like, are you just hoping those picks turn into something amazing?
Matt, well, I assumed at least... I thought JT loved Lou Dort.
Yeah, but Lou Dort is going to go to bigger things, baby. Yeah, is Oklahoma going to even be around in 100 years? Isn't it all dust?
Well, that's
no,
a
seriously,
great,
climate
that's
change.
That's a strong argument from JT that the town won't exist.
Okay, I'm Googling Oklahoma climate change effect. Oh, yeah. Well,
so you think
Research shows that Oklahoma climate change will result in expanded severity in floods, droughts, wildfires, heavy rainfall, and days of extreme heat.
Isn't that everywhere though?
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Like you just suggested New Orleans, who, without being disrespectful,
which is already underwater. Paul, you can't judge like what you're gonna pick, what JT likes. JT is all a well known. JT is a
I think very few franchises would you say have drafted better than OKC in the last 15 years.
But also many very few franchises have like just effed it up and had everyone leave for nothing more than the Thunder as well.
It's only out of respect to your fantasy football team, the Paulies, that I'm not vetoing this, Paul.
Paul, you can't judge anything on what JT says or does. JT is a proven, deeply mentally ill person who last podcast, he said, I quote, that Duncan Robinson was the greatest shooter of all time, better than Steph Curry.
And do you know what I also said? That Tyler Herro would be no good, and I was proven right, baby. Yeah. Okay, the hat's on. Okay. Paul, what are you opening the bidding with?
Oh, do I have to?
Yeah, you got it.
$1.
Okay, I'm not interested in a dollar. Go on, you got it?
Yeah, I'll go $2.
Oh, interesting. Can I get a $3, Paul?
get a $3.
Paul, I reckon Paul could just win all the teams. Is that not true, JT, that Paul could just win like six teams at low values?
Yeah, and then we've got no one to support. We've got no self-worth.
Oh, wait, so you can have more than three teams?
Yeah, you can win all your teams you want.
Yeah, so if you want to get them for $3 and then you can just stockpile some teams.
I thought I only had three spots and I'd already filled one with the Pelicans. Yeah, I'll put $3 on the Thunder, easy.
I'll go $4.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to see this sort of action. Can I get a $5?
Mate, I nearly gave them to you for $2 and now you're going to take them for $4. Wait.
This is an auction, mate.
Going once.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that for sure.
$5? Okay, so yes, I'm please. Paul. Going once to Paul.
$6.
Okay,
well, you can have them now.
Going once to Guy. Going twice.
$7.
$7. Oh, this guy knows auctions. This guy knows auctions.
Okay, I'm out.
Okay. Paul, another successful win to Paul.
I got $15. I got two teams. I'm happy.
Down to $35. Paul has won twice. No vetoes used yet. Okay. Okay, Guy, you are now up. You're into your introduction round.
Okay, well, I was going to flop out a novelty team, but you guys have done two of the most left field bullshit picks I can think of. So I'm going to have to throw out just a steady one just to steer the ship. I'm going to say a great team with the best uniforms in the NBA, a proud history, a great fan base, and a city that we actually want to visit. Not the Phoenix Suns, JT. It is the Portland Trail Blazers. And I'll tell you why. They have very solid ownership with the Allen family, a billionaire family from Microsoft, one of the richest men in the world, who believes in Portland and believes in this team. They've got an amazing legend, probably the greatest Blazer of all time right now, Damian Lillard, leading the team. They've got a strong performance. They're always an underdog. They're great support. And they'll be well run for the rest of your lifetime. So enjoy the Blazers because they're your favorite team. Kia kaha.
Yeah, I'm down with this. I support this wholeheartedly.
I do as well. They're one of the teams on the dock that I made.
There's three, if you don't mind me spoiling, like teams that could come up, there's three real solid teams that are just always good and always consistently like well-managed. They're never going to be like superstars. They're never the Lakers or the Warriors, but they're like always good and always in the mixer and always good fun. Can I name what the three teams are?
Nah, I don't name them.
Nah,
okay. Hold off.
Yeah.
The other two will come up, but Blazers are one of like the consistent franchises. And you guys want to discuss it further or want to get into the bidding?
Nah, let's get to bid because you've just nailed this one. Guy, congratulations.
I'm opening the bidding at $10.
$11.
Oh, huge. Yeah, I'm going to throw a 12er on this.
13.
Oof. Paul, you got any interest? A little nibble at 13? At 14?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go 14.
$16.
Right. Whoa.
Two.
He's big boyed it. He's got money to burn, this guy. Okay, it's on 16 on guy. Can I get a 17?
Blazers are basically the team that I would, if someone came to me and said, which team should I support?
Mm.
I genuinely think they would probably be the number one team, I would say.
The down 17?
Well, my plan now is to go quantity over quality and just get as many teams. I think they should go for more than that.
I want to start. The gavel's coming down.
Yeah.
Going once to go on 16.
What's it at? It's on 16. I'll go 17. Ooh. 17.
18.
Ooh. Going once to go.
19.
The reason I'm bidding so aggressively is because I know that my other two teams are going to go for like $3, so I'm stoked. 20.
Going once. Going twice.
Yeah, cool.
Sold to guy for $20.
Thank you.
The Trailblazers.
I should have actually said some negative things about them to suppress their value. The negative thing is that their current cycle is at its absolute apex. They're in win now mode, and they've got some horrible contracts. Like Lillard and McCollum, I think, are going to be a huge financial burden. They're going to get stuck. They're like a lower ceiling Golden State Warriors, where their huge salaries are just going to absolutely sink the team in the future. So that's the downside. But they're a hell of a team to support, and I'm stoked I got it for 20. Bargain.
And they're currently doing okay, right, with CJ McCollum out. Yeah. I think they can do damage this year.
Did you guys see the Melo versus Melo game the other day?
No.
Oh my god. The real Melo was unbelievable.
Wait. I could not even guess which Melo was the real Melo.
They're both Melo, but
I knew who he meant.
The old Melo.
Melo with a 7 as an L.
Me 70. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's get this party moving, cuz JT is about to blow your socks off.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to just give you guys some stats, okay? I'm not even going to say the name.
Wow.
Population, 8.5 million personas. GDP, wow. $1.5 trillion.
Wow.
James Dolan, age 65 years old. With the fourth pick, JT selects the New York Knickerbockers.
Boo.
Right, do we need to discuss this? Because I think I've laid my case out pretty.
No, you definitely
plainly.
Need to. You definitely need to discuss this.
The
Please
New York
state
Knicks
your
will
claim.
Always be relevant. They're the biggest market, the most historic team. The only thing that makes them bad is James Dolan.
Yeah.
Mm. Wait, how old did you say?
65. So out of 100 years, you've got max 20 years of James Dolan, and that's assuming he goes for the full Sterling. What's that guy from the Clippers route? You know, really holds on.
Donald Sterling.
So you think probably anywhere between 10 years he's going to sell the team.
Well, also,
and then it's gravy train, baby.
If I was to put like someone having a Donald Sterling style racism scandal and being forced to sell the team, I would put my money on James Dolan.
But I'm factoring that risk in. We've got 100
yeah.
years.
Slander. Yeah, yeah. For a start, this is slander. JT, I want to ask you if you've done research. James Dolan inherited the team from his dad. That's why all New York sports franchises are so bad, because they're all inherited by idiots. JT, do you know if James Dolan has any sons or daughters who might inherit the team?
Did not do the research.
I've
on
already
that.
Googled it, mate. Bad news. He's been married twice and has 6 sons. 6 Dolans with goatees and a guitar. And a terrible band ready to absolutely ruin the team. This
Wait,
is
each
a horrible
one has
option.
A band, or are they the same band?
Yeah, I'm not are they the same band? This matters. This does matter.
I don't know if they're in bands, but I do know that there's no way James Dolan is selling the team. They're going to be in his family for thousands of years. And this is, I love it that JT, the first team he threw them out with the idea that the team's going to move. And then this one. It's based on the idea that he's going to sell it. It's not going to happen.
Or
guys,
die.
Guys, this is crazy. I've just searched James Dolan, and YouTube music video. Is he a performer?
Yes.
Yeah.
JD and the Straight Shot. Oh yeah, my God, I'm listening now. I'm doing a live listen. Okay. Okay, it's amazing. Right, it's called JD and the Straight Shot Glide, and he's currently snowmobiling. Oh my Lord.
He has one song about Harvey Weinstein, and it's called like We Should Have Known or something.
Wow.
Mm. With a bloody beard like that, he knew.
See, James Dolan, in most aspects, like running a good basketball team, having a terrible culture in his workplace of sexual harassment and racism, is on the wrong side of history. But where it matters, Harvey Weinstein and stuff like that, he's on the right side of history. Shout out to Dolan.
Okay. Okay, just one piece of evidence you guys need to know. According to clutchpoints.com, Knicks owner James Dolan has a super jacked son who will wreck you.
Wow.
Quentin, and he's ripped. Okay, anyway, regardless of the Dolans, damn, Quentin Dolan does look pretty muscly.
So, right, JT, okay, are you basing this valuation on James Dolan dying or selling the team?
No, I just don't believe the Knicks are always going to. I think they're always going to be relevant and event. As soon as they get through over this little blip, they're back. Back to the glory days.
They've been on this little blip since 1999. It's been a long-ass blip, mate.
Well, they're coming back, and that's the 3 minutes up, and I'm going to open the bidding for the New York Knickerbockers with three big ones.
$4.
Guy, you want a slice of this action?
No, it's terrible. It's a bad idea.
$8.
I'm probably done.
Tell me I'm getting the Knicks for $8. Okay,
For me, the main thing holding them back is actually I've talked about it before, their training facility, which is like, you've got to drive, to get to practice, you've got to drive like over an hour. It's like crazy.
Yeah, that's not great.
And it's not even nice. You think at least if it was like state of the art, beautiful, but it's like the oldest, worst one. And it's like half a day's trek away. It's crazy.
Dolan's never going to sell, and if he does die, in the lucky event that he does die, that was a horrible thing to say, but I said it. Then he's got so many sons to take over. It's a shit show, and it's always going to be a shit show.
Jacked sons. Who cares? Real jacked sons. Perfect.
Congratulations, okay. JT.
Thank you, Paul. You're up. Fifth pick of the auction.
Oh man, I'm going to throw out the Indiana Pacers.
Nice. JT, you just did a sigh. Paul, give us your reasoning.
Consistently not bad. You know, like, I think it's been a long time since I can remember the Pacers kind of like being terrible. You know, they haven't won. Have they ever won? Has Indiana won a title?
Maybe in the ABA, but I don't. Oh, yeah. Maybe were they in the NBA or ABA? I think they might have won years ago.
They consistently are in the playoffs and going deep into the playoffs. Currently, I think very lovable roster of just guys you love. Your Malcolm Brogdons, your Jeremy Lambs, your Saboniss, your Miles Turners. Just all round great guys. Pretty iconic team, you know. We're in the Malice at the Palace. Yeah. Just good vibes. Just the vibes are good.
Great speech. Just to let you know, they've won 3 ABA titles in the 70s, no NBA titles. And another interesting tidbit, this was the team that me and Paul both settled on for the last time we did this. We picked the Indiana Pacers. Wow. They were an exciting young team, overachieving with Victor Oladipo, and just very sadly, Oladipo got like a massive injury and has since left the team, and it's been kind of a bit of a tragedy for the Pacers. But Paul's right. They're one of my three consistent teams, along with the Blazers, with like a good color scheme and like just consistent results that are kind of worth supporting. Apparently Indiana's one of the worst states, though, so I'll give that a thumbs down for that.
So, guys, I think we're doing a disservice to the fans out there, though, our listeners.
Yeah.
How often have we ever talked about the Pacers? Never. We don't. You don't want. I'm close to vetoing this one. I don't think people want to get behind the Pacers.
I said it earlier. The Pelicans are the team that I forget exists.
Yeah, that's valid.
More than
okay.
any other team.
By that logic, so, I'll let it slide.
And I think, yeah.
So it is interesting because it's like, if you don't pick a team based on the players they have on the roster right now, what are you picking? Like uniforms and city they live in? Like not much. And so last time I did pick them strongly, so I need to stand by that, but it was because things with Sabonis and Oladipo, their roster was looking so bright, and now they do seem a bit effed. So I will not be bidding high on the Pacers, unfortunately. And it's probably the wrong reasons, but those are my reasons.
Caris LeVert, forgot he was on the team now. He hasn't played yet, but...
I don't want to be the first person to veto, but I'm close. But...
I reckon JT.
There's going to be some such bad ones coming out.
Okay.
The Pacers, okay. Man.
Start the bidding, Paul, for the Pacers.
$1.
Okay, I'll chuck it to him.
That was, I think, the longest silence on any podcast ever.
Okay, $2 on Guy.
$3.
$4.
$5.
$10.
Oh, I like that.
How much money have I got left, JT?
You got $35.
Oh yeah.
You think about going $35?
$11.
$15.
A guy that would leave you with $15.
Ooh. Shit.
Yeah. Do you want to take that back?
No, take backs.
I bet it. I can't take it back, mate. I'm going all in.
I wasn't wearing the auctioneer's hat, so you could take that one back. But once it goes on, there's no take backs.
I'm not taking it back. Let's do it. Give them to me.
Oh, man. I regret not getting the Blazers. Looking at my list now, I'm like...
If you get the Thunder and the Pacers, let's just say you lucky got New Orleans to balance you out.
Yeah, I'll leave it.
Okay.
Fine.
Go on.
Nah. 16.
Oh,
16.
Oh, drama. Drama on the auction. Going once.
That didn't sit well in my heart.
Going twice.
Damn, I was excited to get them.
Sold to Paul for 16.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, Paul, you're on $19, but you do have three teams.
Yeah.
Okay. Guy, you're up, mate.
Okay, this is where we start getting into the slushing around in the shit pit, all right? I'm going to throw out a team with fantastic history, and I just watched the Bad Boys documentary, so I'm all in on the Detroit Pistons. This Great is a team pick. That has a classic colorway, an amazing city that I want to visit, although partly for the wrong reasons, and partly because it was the setting of the movie RoboCop, and it has great branding and great tradition. The problem with the Pistons is that they've been very mismanaged for the last few years, and they play in an arena that everyone hates called Little Caesars Arena. So they've been steered off course. I looked into their ownership, and they're owned by like a private equity guy, which seems like a little bit suspicious. His name is Tom Gores. He's led 32 acquisitions, including he recently got Motorola, Fujitsu, and Alcatel, all businesses that have been going straight down the toilet. And I am worried that he's taking, he's doing the same thing with the Pistons. But my theory is because he's private equity, like a lot of NBA teams are, hopefully he will be like growing that asset and then looking to sell it real soon. And like it just needs a bit of ownership, which obviously is the biggest advantage in professional sports. But a new owner, which probably can't be that far away, and Detroit Pistons will be right back, baby. So get on board now while they're the worst team in the NBA, because this is a team you're going to want to support for the rest of your life.
So I wholeheartedly support that logic. If Detroit is like incredibly economically depressed, right? Years of bad ownership, and they're still sort of, and no one goes to the games, and they're still there or thereabouts. I'm in on this guy, and you're going to get some serious competition in the bidding, my friend.
Wait, what do you mean there or thereabouts? Because they're not there or thereabouts on the court. You mean just like...
But they're sort of relevant. They're sort of like more relevant than they should be.
Yeah, they've been pretty irrelevant, to be honest. And the annoying thing about the Pistons is that they had that classic red, white, and blue colorway, and about 20 teams got in on it and kind of... if like, cause it's kind of like one of the worst colorways in the NBA, but for the Pistons, it should be theirs. And I do just love that team with Rip Hamilton and Chauncey Billups in the day.
Yeah. I jump in and say the Pistons as a franchise, a real soft spot. Detroit in general. The show Detroiters, any listeners haven't checked that out. Great show.
Motor City is a great nickname.
Yeah, they do have Motor terrible City. Alternate uniforms that say alternate uniforms that always say Motor City, and they're so disgusting it makes me feel sick. Can I open the bidding at $10?
Yeah, great open bid.
I'm kind of too broke to get in on this.
Hey, you got 19 bucks. You already got three teams.
Yeah.
Anything from you, Paul?
I'm just saying, I wish I could get a piece of this Detroit action purely for the love of the franchise. But
okay, well, I'm going to throw 11 out there.
12.
I'll be the whoever's not involved in the bidding can take over auctioneer. Yeah. Anything more than 12? Going once?
Nah, I'm not going over 12.
Going twice? Going twice. Sorry, I'm just quickly Googling. Going twice, and just like that, for 12, it's going for Isaiah Whitehead, who was number 12 for the Detroit Pistons, going $12 to Guy.
Oh, I was wondering what you were Googling. I thought you were Googling like how to run an auction or something like that. I was like, you're not doing a good job.
It was really bad.
I must say I'm biased towards like heritage, like old teams that have kind of classic uniforms. And I'm picking mainly on uniform, and I'm glad to have two classic uniforms in my stable in Detroit and Portland. So stoked.
Yeah, that's a great pick. That is a great pick.
Thank you.
Okay.
I mean, but let's be real. They have been like so poorly run.
Yeah.
Like Christian Wood is like the Rockets' best player. Yeah. And what did Detroit, like, did they just let him go? Hard to say. I actually think the Pelicans let him go first. And then,
I think they literally
waved him.
Thanks for providing some balance there, Paul, because we did get a bit insane. They've been a horrific franchise for the last like 12 years. And I do think this private equity guy, hopefully, I think he's just in it for the money, and he's just trying to. He tried to get an all-star in Blake Griffin. He built a new arena, or moved into a new arena. The whole logic seems like he's going to try and sell it. He bought them for $350 million for a bargain. Like most NBA teams are worth close to $1 billion now. So it looks like he hopefully will sell them, and hopefully someone decent buys them. Fingers crossed.
Sweet.
JT.
Okay, I'm pretty torn here. Okay, a few teams that I've been thinking about. The Heat, the Hawks. But none of those compare to the team I'm going to throw up.
Ooh.
Okay, just trying to buy myself some time.
To think of it?
No, I know the team, but I'm worried. I think I know what's going to happen. Okay, I'm going to put... So this is just we're recommending a team to support, right, for the next 100 years.
Yeah.
A team you cannot go wrong.
Yeah.
For the next 100 years. Well, I hate to put it out there, but the future is bright in Lost Suns. No, for Phoenix. Lost Suns. Yeah, the Phoenix Suns.
Explain yourself.
Phoenix Suns. Okay. Phoenix is a growing multicultural metropolitan area. Iconic victory for the Democrats in the election on the back of Latinx, I think is the term, voters.
Wow.
Quite a cool cultural vibe down there, I hear. I think there's some tax advantages to living in Arizona that people flock to. So yeah. I think it's going to be an expanding population base, pretty well located for America, some potential global warming challenges, and some great players right now, and a great uniform, the Phoenix Suns. Any discussion?
Yeah, it's bad because of, and I mean, I just chose the Pistons, and that's got the same problem, but they've got a horrific owner that you've got. They're not going to be good until the owner changes. And it's called, his name's Robert Sarver. He's a famous asshole, like one of a legendary dickhead, probably the worst guy in the NBA. And he, Peel just think there's no chance of this team being successful while he is the owner. And they've shown a bit of promise building around Booker, getting Chris Paul in. But they're very close to being one of those sad teams that gets trapped by the salary cap. And if he's not willing to spend, they're screwed.
Sava's going to sell. I've done a little research here. And they reckon Sava's one of the few remaining small-time owners, like the Buses. And I think the Savas are basically the only ones left that's their main thing.
Like they're not that rich. His net worth, according to Wikipedia, is $400 million. And
which is not much.
Yeah, considering the team is probably worth more than that now. Like that's just the team is his net worth.
And there's going to be more and more heat on them because the team's valuations are so like have got so much higher. I think he's going to sell any minute now. That's my official market tip.
Okay.
Whew.
This is a team that has just gone down the gurgler since Sava took over. You're putting a lot of stock in
100-year time frame though. The next 20 years to me are almost like they're not material to the calculation.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, shall I open the bidding?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, $1.
$2.
$3.
$8.
Congrats.
Going once at $8. Going twice. It's $8 for the man in the Phoenix Suns City Edition singlet. JT, congrats, gone.
Thank you.
I'm really bad at being an auctioneer, man. It's hard.
Okay. Paul, I believe you're up.
Dun, dun, da, dun, dun. Paul would like to announce that the New Orleans Pelicans have been placed on the trade block. So just keep that in mind when drafting in the future. Okay. I am going to throw out the at.
Wait, is this the last round? Are these the last two?
Two to go.
Oh, wow, there's rounds. Okay, so I shouldn't throw out.
So JT's out of teams to nominate. Are those the teams you nominated, JT?
Yeah, the Knicks and the Suns.
The Knicks and the Suns and the Pelicans. I love it.
Wait, is this my last nomination? Who's
your
nominate?
Last nomination,
Thunder.
Paul?
You Step got Thunder Pacers.
Okay. These are some of the names running through my head. The Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, you got to go Atlanta.
The Memphis Grizzlies.
Wow.
This might shock some people. San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
It's been a while since they've been dominant.
Great city.
I'm really
nice
torn.
Canals.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty much
last
all
time
the... Yeah.
The thing is, I feel like for like the last 3 years I've been like the future belongs to the Hawks, man. The future belongs to the Hawks. And
The future has proven that it does not belong to the Hawks.
The future is happening very slowly, I would say.
The future
slower
is
than...
slapping the Hawks in the face and spitting on them.
Trust yourself, Paul. 100-year horizon.
100-year. Well, the thing is, the Hawks, like, are almost
a little
bit... For
people who can't see, JT is now flapping his arms like a hawk.
It's really tough. Guy, who are you going to nominate next so I can plan...
Oh, I'm going to nominate a crazy team, which is not one of those three. I'll tell you that right now. It will not be on your board.
You've only got 5 seconds left on your nomination clock.
Oh, man. Trey J with the Grizzlies, the San Antonio Spurs, the Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to go with the San Antonio Spurs.
Whoo! Talk about them. Why? What do you like about the Spurs?
Oh, okay. Just consistently good.
Strong. Or not,
yeah. Consistently strong.
No, I was being
iconic.
Sarcastic. I was being sarcastic about your pitch. I was saying strong pitch, which is consistently good.
I think the Spurs were a time and place. I think the Spurs magic is gone. I think like the coaching magic's pop. There's nothing special about the franchise.
Yeah, okay. I disagree. I think whoever takes over from Pop will. I think Pop is. He got a little stuck. He was a little like with any great coach. Often they when things change, they struggle to break away from what was successful. But I think it's going to happen. And I think the Spurs are just one team for me personally that, like, you know, watching the Magic. If I want the Magic to lose a game to anyone, it's probably going to be the Spurs. You know, like. You know, my blood boils seeing them lose to the Lakers or what's another franchise I hate? Thunder. Seeing them lose to the Heat, even though I actually quite like the Heat's roster currently. But, you know, seeing them lose to the Spurs, I'm like, that hurts the least out of any team, I would say. I find them a likable team.
Who does it hurt the most for?
Yeah, who does it hurt the most?
To see the Magic lose to.
Yeah.
You're probably the Lakers.
I've got to be honest, Paul, this is not a compelling use of 3 minutes for me for the Spurs.
The Spurs are such a lovable team. They play a team-oriented brand of basketball. They develop guys well. Like, they get guys they've barely had. So in basically my lifetime, they've barely had any high draft picks.
JT, like, why do you obviously Tim Duncan to go longer?
Nah, because...
No, hear me out. There's a few teams... Okay, listen to this. There's a few teams that are really good at developing players, I think. The Spurs are one. I think the Raptors are currently one.
Yeah.
I think... I'm sure there's another team. Oh, the Heat. I think the Heat are kind of one.
Definitely.
Like, getting players who wouldn't be that good if they were on another team and making them serviceable NBA players. Mm. Like, just a good culture.
There's something that you've forgotten, Paul, that you would have had me hook, line, and sinker if you'd mentioned one individual in the Spurs. Can you guess who that is?
Lonnie Walker.
Oh, first woman coach, probably.
Incorrect. A certain coyote. Number two exclamation mark. Species Entertainus carnivorus. Wait,
I can't remember his name.
Tell.
His name is like... Oh, what's his name?
Coyote.
It's just Coyote.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to call him Wile E. Coyote, but I was corrected, and I actually went to a Spurs game and I was like, Wile E. Coyote is the best mascot in the NBA, and they're like, it's not Wile E. Coyote, it's the Coyote.
Yeah.
Right, let's get the bidding going, Paul.
$1.
$3.
$4. $5. $6. $8. $9. $10. $11.
I just realized the reason we can bid so aggressively on the Spurs is because there's only one team left, and we were all way too conservative with how we spent our money.
12.
Except for Paul.
13. Well, I was trying to bid up other people. And
14.
15.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is going to be like the team. There's no way this can be the Spurs can be the team.
16.
17.
17. Going once. Going twice. Do we have any other bidders? Any other bids? Paul Williams with 17. Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
I'm watching the screen right here. This is tense. They're like staring each other down. This is genuinely exciting. It's going to Paul. JT, you've got no more time to bid. Going. Gone. Sold to Paul. Well done. Yeah,
Paul's got four teams.
Yeah, my quantity. Just a reminder that the Pelicans are up for grabs.
Okay, Paul, you're on $3 left. It's down to the last team.
How much do I have left?
18.
How much do you have left, JT?
34.
JT, you made up the system, you F-wit, and now you haven't even played the game at all. You've stuffed up.
No, I've got my two teams I wanted.
What?
I wanted the Knicks. That's really all I wanted.
What an insane person.
And I wanted the Pelicans.
Why didn't you bid like... Why didn't you bid like 30 on the block. For the Knicks straight away? You idiot. You're such a moron.
Guy, you're up.
No. So this system is a disaster as well because there's one team left and I feel like there's so many good teams that haven't been named. Atlanta.
But I thought you Miami, said only that we're only going to do... I thought we agreed only three teams each.
Denver. Philly, I reckon, is a good team to get in on. Utah Jazz, no one's mentioned.
So we could do another round, but I'd let Paul give up one of his existing teams and take his money back.
Nah, I think there's no more rounds. This is the end.
Last
but
round.
I also want to say that when I was selecting teams to nominate, I was kind of like almost banning myself from saying like a team that's currently like a top 14.
You don't want to say the Celtics or the Lakers or the Clippers.
Yeah.
It's a term nerds move.
Like you can't currently be like, oh, you should support the Jazz even. I think are like they're just too good right now.
No, I don't
Jazz
agree with that.
Okay.
The Jazz are quite a fringe team, and I would strongly
argue. No, number
argue...
one. They're number one.
Yeah, but they're not actually number one, and they're actually not that good. Like they don't have that many fans. I think if you can support them depends on how many fans they have, and you can't support the Warriors because their bandwagon is 100% full. You know, but the Jazz bandwagon has so much space.
Sorry, guy. Did either of you guys see the All-Star draft today?
No.
I saw highlights.
So, yeah, we watched it, and it definitely seemed like a prearranged, semi-prearranged deal for LeBron and KD to leave Mitchell and Gobert to last. And the way that LeBron, he was like, I really need a big man. And it was just Gobert, Sabonis, and Mitchell left. He's like, really need some size on my team. And he's like, Sabonis. Like, do they hate the Jazz because their fans are racist?
Possibly.
Or do they hate Gobert? Or both?
LeBron, I thought LeBron was quite cool about it. He was like, no shade to the Jazz, but when we're growing up, Stockton was great, Malone was great, but ain't no one picking the Jazz. The situation is, I think, that because they're number one, LeBron, with his drafting, kind of plays mind games. And this year he picked Steph Curry for the first time ever. And it's because Steph Curry has been like his number one rival. And I thought that was kind of a slight because he no longer sees Steph Curry as a threat because they're not really serious contenders this year with one of their key players injured. So I actually think that LeBron, he knows he's going to meet the Jazz probably in the second round, maybe in the Western Conference Finals. And so it is a little bit mind games, yeah.
The Jazz will probably go terribly now that their two stars have had their confidence shattered by being picked last.
But I think just defining. I just want to give a special mention because they're not going to make it because I'm in control of the final team and I'm going to go mad dog on it. But if you're looking for a team, you should seriously consider the Jazz. The big downside, as JT said, is the fact that their fans are severely racist. But like, I mean,
great new owner.
That's a lot of teams. Yeah, the new owner's trying to change that, trying to make them less racist. Mm. And a team with less good ownership, but still very exciting and thrilling is the Denver Nuggets, even though I hated on them last time and Paul called them. But now I'm going to go full Mad Dog. And I'm like, if you want a team, do what Drake did, start from the bottom, and then one day, hopefully, in the next 100 years, you can say, now we're here. So I'm picking the worst franchises. Teams that I've said should be kicked out of the NBA. I was tossing up between two Western Conference super losers, the Minnesota Timberwolves, but I'm going to go with a team probably equally as bad, absolute novelty. They've got a couple of good throwback jerseys. They come from a weird town. At least it's California. I'm putting on the board Sacramento Kings. Absolute disgrace of a franchise, but the only way to go is up. We have a friend, me and Paul have a friend, who supports the Kings, and I mocked him about it for years, but now I kind of like it. I'm like, get on board. They're a novelty team. They hopefully will improve at some point. And some purple jerseys kind of look okay.
Got that Supersonics factor as well.
They might move to Seattle. Paul, any thoughts on the Kings? Because JT looks disgusted.
You definitely won't get a veto out of me because my guy, Tyrese Halliburton. Man, I love the guy. He was he's been great. I think the owner is not great for the winningness of the club, but he is
lovable.
Got a good vibe. Yeah, the vibe is good.
One of only two owners of color. He's a legend. I loved when he wanted to coach the team via an app. I love him. I love Radu Divac.
So I wish you hadn't raised that fact, because it's going to make me really awkward when I throw a big old veto on the Kings. Yeah. I'm vetoing it, baby. New team.
JT, are you only vetoing because you invented the veto rule, forgot that you invented the veto rule, and haven't vetoed one team?
And then Paul mentioned it. That might be accurate. Okay. I'm vetoing.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, then I'm just going to go to the other shit kicker team, who's probably the worst team in NBA history. They've never been good. They've ruined so much talent, and they've made dumb moves all on the way.
If it's the Timberwolves, I'm vetoing this.
Their whole franchise is pain. It is the Minnesota Timberwolves. Hear me out, Paul. Before you veto, you got to give me 2 seconds.
Danny. Continue.
What are you saying, Danny? What?
The veto.
Yeah.
Nah, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they come from a cool, they're a fucking weird Republican state, but like Minneapolis, I went there, a very cool city, great sporting culture, a lot of good teams in the area, very near the Vikings and the Twins.
I didn't go for them to add Minnesota to Oklahoma City and... who else do I have? Indiana.
And then you would have got Celtics through some sort of bonus deal.
They're the home of Prince, and they've just got to go up from here. Like, they just have to get better at some point. I'd say take a risk. JT's making X with his arms. Take a risk, guys, on a team. If you're a Timberwolves fan, you're a real NBA fan. You're not some bullshit Lakers fan. You're not some bullshit Warriors fan. You are real true blood, and I respect anyone who supports the Timberwolves, especially if they're not from Minnesota. I'm throwing out the Timberwolves. Does anyone veto?
Well, I feel I got a veto. This is like, you know how you were talking about the Blazers apexing?
Yeah.
I feel like the Timberwolves are apexing.
They are.
And they're the worst team in the NBA.
Yeah, it's not looking good, right? But we're going for 100 years, Paul. Get on board at the ground level. You guys are just going to veto me until there's no other team.
No, we're going to get one each.
Okay, so just Paul, do you veto that?
Yeah, I'm vetoing. I'm vetoing for sure.
Okay, so you're out of vetoes, so you have to take my next team.
The one thing I like is nah, I don't even. I don't like anything about the Timberwolves.
They're normally a team I would say should get relegated, but I'm like, hey, if you want to support a team, start at the bottom and climb your way up. It'll be very satisfying if they ever are good. Okay, so the other teams I'm thinking about, I'm on my emergency list now. I've got, obviously I'm not going to pick the Raptors. They are my team and I would pick them by a mile, but I'm going to count them out. I've got Philly, Memphis, Atlanta. I hate Trae Young, so I'm not going to say Atlanta. Philly is, you guys are going to say
Trae Young isn't going to live to 120.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to say... I've always hated on Denver, but they have won me over. They've got a strong base now. Memphis.
Oh, is it because I did that celebration too early?
Nah.
Oh, God damn it. I really wanted the Nuggets.
Nah. Memphis Grizzlies. They've got an exciting team right now. It's kind of a cool place to visit. I mean, they're probably never going to be good. To be honest, I think they're as hopeless as the Kings or the Timberwolves. So, but get in on Ja Morant for the next couple of years and some cool Vancouver throwbacks. Memphis Grizzlies, I'm starting the bid at, I'm probably the only one. JT's got heaps of money, eh? Fuck. Okay, I'm going to start at $10.
Okay, I'm going to go 11.
How much money have I got, JT?
You got $3.
I'll go $3.
Should we make a rule, anything left over, we can chuck on a team at random to bunk it up for the Advanced Analytics fans pick?
Whatever, mate. Whatever. Okay. No. You just made that rule because no, that rule doesn't count because you've
exposed.
Got a ton of moves. Because you no, I veto that because you're just going to win with the fans pick with all the money left over. How much I got left?
18.
18.
Okay, 34.
JT takes it.
Okay, should we have a recap?
So I just had you snookered. I could have picked any team. There was no vetoes left except for mine, and you would have had to win them. So I should have thrown in the Brooklyn Nets.
Would have been fine. Okay. Right, so just to recap. Paul has won the Pelicans.
Congrats. What a prize.
With a combined $15 on the line. Paul won the Thunder with $13 on the line. Paul won the Pacers with $31 totally. And the Spurs with $38 total bet in the pot. Congrats, Paul.
Can I speak on my results?
Yeah, definitely.
Very unhappy. I had a shocker. looking back, if I could, maybe we should do a summary at the end where we agree on who teams should play, people should support. But I'm not feeling that inspired by my bunch. But
Of your four teams, who's your favorite that you got there?
Probably the Pacers. Mm. Pacers or Spurs, I reckon, but probably the Pacers.
Okay, JT, what's next?
Okay, and Guy won the Trailblazers, winning a very competitive spread. $51 AA bucks were bet across the split, and Guy won the Trailblazers. Then you backed it up for 23, some hotly contested betting with yours truly. You won the Pistons. Guy has the Trailblazers and the Pistons.
I was killing it there. I was doing really well. And then, that we ran out of time and my last $18 wasn't enough because JT ran such a stupid campaign and we had too much money that I couldn't get a third team, unfortunately. So a bit disappointed, but happy with the two teams I do have. I think they're the two strongest, Blazers and Pistons, all day.
Okay, and JT with the New York Knicks, the Phoenix Suns, and the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm ecstatic with these three. Absolutely ecstatic. I was hoping I'd get the Nuggets. I thought the Nuggets was going to be Guy's last pick, and I was going to sweep in there. That's why I was holding my money.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with the Grizzlies.
I think the Nuggets are one of the most obvious suggestions when someone's looking for a team.
Amazing how that changed, but, though, because they definitely weren't, like, literally a year ago. It was, like, literally the last playoff.
No, I think they were.
Jokic and – well, we had a friend who supports them who we're constantly amazed that he supports them, and they've slowly worked out. I feel like last playoffs, last bubble, the Jazz and the Nuggets went from being disgusting and unpalatable to slightly likable. But the Nuggets kind of back in the doldrums with – Murray playing poorly, like they look a bit mediocre.
So guys, with that, with our teams locked in for 100 years, no chance to support anyone else than these teams, who are we going to recommend to the listeners of this podcast that they get behind?
Well, who went the highest?
Recap, the highest was the Memphis Grizzlies on $52.
Oh, bull, just because you kept all your money, okay? Scratch that, that doesn't count.
The Trailblazers were second on 51 and the Spurs third on 38.
Crazy.
I mean, I'm sticking with the Grizzlies. They won in the system fair and square.
No, they did not.
I'm not that mad with the Grizzlies losing because I really want to go to Memphis. So I think destination to visit. Graceland. You've got Elvis's birthplace.
You've got
the Elvis Museum. you've got Blues.
Nothing good in Memphis.
You've got Beale Street.
Highly overrated. It was just on Master of
None. You got the Memphis Grizzlies.
I think when we actually did the discussion, Blazers was the most popular, and that was our consensus winner, I think.
So Blazers are another one that I would recommend to anyone.
I'm going to put the Blazers.
Blazers, Nuggets, Blazers, Grizzlies, Nuggets. All great options, I reckon.
Yeah, great job, guys. I think we did a good job of recommending.
My one question with who's the Grizzlies coach currently? Because I remember again, like a couple years ago, being like the Grizzlies are looking good, and then they hired bloody JB Bickerstaff again, and he like drove them into the ground. But Jaren Jackson Jr., man.
Yeah, Triple J.
Love that guy.
And I'm just going to reel off a few things. What to do in Memphis, okay? Number one, historical haunts. Two, go ape Shelby Farms. And it's someone doing some sort of tree abseiling. Shelby Farms is also the third attraction, but this one has something to do with the horses. So I think that's totally different from Go Ape Shelby Farms. Shelby Farms, totally different attraction. Yeah. Fourth, Southland Casino. Five is a museum. Six is a golf and games family park, not affiliated with Shelby.
Who is recommending this? Is this on TripAdvisor?
MemphisTravel.com.
Oh my God.
So does anyone want to trade for the Pelicans? I'll give you Pelicans and Spurs.
Yeah.
For the Blazers.
No.
Can we get a three-way trade going?
I'll give you the Spurs and the Pelicans for the Grizzlies.
Spurs and Pelicans for Grizzlies. Yeah, I'll take that trade.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, cool.
What?
I mean, it means nothing, right?
No, it's no, the it only team you'll have to support forever.
It means a lot, man.
Damn, I miss the Spurs already.
Can I just recap? I was going to say briefly recap the teams that when we did this 2 years ago, the teams we selected, just to keep a historical record. JT obviously wasn't on it.
I'm very scared.
Paul selected the you actually did well, man. I was surprised. Okay. I was shocked. Paul picked the Jazz, Nuggets, and Pacers. So 2 years ago, if you got on the bandwagon of the Jazz and Nuggets, I was questioning you on the Nuggets, but they both
the thing
paid
is
huge.
The thing is, I still feel exactly the same, which I guess makes sense.
No, I think Pacers are looking a little bit dire. And you said you were high on Gary Harris and Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray's really worked out. Your wild cards were the Bucks, Knicks, and Bulls. I don't think any of them are worth supporting, I don't think.
Look, man, the Knicks, the Bulls are on the rise, and the Bucks are obviously quite good.
Your bottom ones you hated were the Wizards, Cavs, and Rockets. I think that's panned out pretty well, as they're all awful and will continue to be awful. I picked Toronto, Thunder, and Pacers. Toronto, a bit of home bias there. And my bottom three were the Warriors, Lakers, and Celtics. Fascinating stuff, guys. Fascinating stuff.
Okay, right. Well, I'm going to go load up on new merch.
So have we decided on the one team?
Blazers, I thought we were. I mean, it should have been the Grizzlies. But I accept the Blazers.
We can all have a vote if we want somehow. Should we bid?
One thing I'll add to the Blazers is recently I was watching the Magic play the Blazers in Portland, and occasionally I will have to listen to the other team's commentary and not the Magic one. I won't go into why that is, but I listened to the Blazers commentary.
Well, I'm so interested. Why were you not listening to the Magic commentary? I'm so interested.
Oh, well, just sometimes if you're maybe not if it's not all legit league pass, you don't have the option.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you subscribed this year.
Did you spend all your money on that Terrence Ross podcast Patreon?
I spent all my money on the on the New Orleans Pelicans in this draft. the commentary team I thought was really funny, and actually I was like laughing out loud at one moment where Cole Anthony drew a charge. And as he fell down, they thought he was staring straight down the lens of the camera. And anyway, I was really enjoying their talk about it. And then afterwards, I even posted in Portland Trailblazers Reddit saying that I enjoyed their commentary team, and their fan base seemed lovely, man.
Nice place, nice vibe. Also, Memphis gets marked down just because it's so bizarre to have a team from Memphis called the Grizzlies. They're in the wrong conference. They should be in the East. It's a goddamn disaster. We happy with the Blazers?
I'm happy.
Blaze on. Is anyone talking? JT, have you lost the... Blaze on, guys. Keep up the good work. That's the end of the podcast, I think. Any final words?
JT's put his hand up.
JT's raised his hand. Talk. JT, the problem isn't us talking over each other. The problem is us not talking enough.
Yeah, I didn't have anything to say, but I thought that was quite a cool new feature. So thank you, Zencastr.
Okay, well, shout out to everyone for listening. I hope this has been mildly enjoyable. We sincerely appreciate it. Go the mighty Portland Blazers. Go the Orlando Magic. Go the... Is your team the Suns or the Pelicans, Zurich and JT, or you just love them both?
Nah, I'm a Knicks, Suns. Do I have to pick one of those four? It's
Suns. I was just saying, like, what team genuinely is actually the Suns? Wow, well, good luck to
you. My actual team's the Pelicans.
Okay, thank you for revealing that. And go the Raptors. And we'll see y'all next time on the... Well, I sound like I was from Memphis there. We'll see y'all next time on the Advanced Analytics Podcast. I've been Guy Williams.
I don't do that ever.
I'm JT on behalf of Shelby Farms.
Catch you later and goodbye.
Go ape at Shelby Farms, damn it.
All right, cheers, guys.
Nice.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.